in the society where we stand today, and people that's in the house of God, they always have a question, or they always say, Lord, increase my faith. Have you ever heard somebody say that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was praying and thinking about that right there. Lord, increase my faith. Hallelujah. But how many know that you want God to increase your understanding?
I hear you.
Hallelujah. You can't have your faith increase if you don't want your understanding increase. Hallelujah. Then you got to follow the instructions. Hallelujah. A lot of people want faith, but you don't even understand what faith is.
All right.
Hallelujah. See, we got to understand what faith is. Hallelujah. To understand. So you got to tell God to increase my understanding.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And increase my wisdom. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people want to jump and just, hallelujah, you know, like they used to say, sometimes people quote a scripture, then they grab the Bible and they run off to be a preacher. Hallelujah. Or be that prophet, or be that evangelist, or whatever they call themselves, they said God called them to be. But how many know that we want God to increase our understanding and increase our wisdom? Hallelujah. And while he increasing our understanding and he increasing our wisdom, hallelujah. How many know that we got to pray? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, when you pray, hallelujah, you building up a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. How it look that you got your spouse or even not even a spouse but a friend. Hallelujah. And you don't even talk to them. You don't even say nothing to them. You be around them, but you don't even communicate with them. How many know that in prayer, you doing some communication with God, and you want God to communicate back with you? Hallelujah. I want to serve a God that I can't communicate, and he's not communicating back to me. Hallelujah. How many want God to communicate back to you? Hallelujah. And see, that's just right there, just all on top right there, they say. Hallelujah. But over in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Mm-hmm. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people want to hurry up and jump to faith. But the word of God said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we fear man, but we don't fear God. We don't understand what fear is, but we understand what fear is in the natural. But we don't understand what fear is in the spirit. See, we got to understand that God don't want us shaking and being nervous about him. Hallelujah. But God wants us to be able to recognize that he is our Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants us to recognize, hallelujah, that he is the one that made us. He is the one that molded us. Hallelujah. It said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But then the second part said, but fools despite wisdom and instructions.
Mm-hmm.
But fools,
yeah.
Hallelujah, the ones that don't want to listen, the ones that say, you know what, I don't understand, why should I fear God that I don't see? Why should I fear? I fear, hallelujah, the man that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But he says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. See, we must have knowledge and wisdom when we're dealing with our Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, as I was thinking about it, I said, well, Lord, hallelujah, we must have knowledge. Why do we need knowledge? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once you got knowledge, you can understand things better. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, if you go into a classroom, hallelujah, and they're teaching you something. Hallelujah. And you know, you can't get the understanding. You can be able to raise your hand and ask the teacher, look, I do need some understanding. I might be a little slow with some things. And the teacher said, well, hallelujah, we do have an after school program. Hallelujah. That we can help you on what you being slowful with. Hallelujah. But then we know that our God, hallelujah, the word of God said in the book of Jeremiah that he has given you pasture according to his heart that should feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. See, it's something about feeding the people of God. Hallelujah. The word of God said that the pastors, he should feed you. Why? He said with knowledge and understanding. He said because they is from my heart. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we don't have the shepherd that is from God's heart. They is for the heart of money. They looking for money or whatever they might be looking for. But God has called us, hallelujah, to do his work because he is from his heart. Mm-hmm. And then over in the book of Psalms, if you can get it, Psalms verse 25 is chapter 25. Psalm 25, verse 4 and 5. When you get it, say amen. Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. So we need the Lord to teach us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times people just want something thrown down their throat.
Right.
Hallelujah. If you go to a buffet, see, we can't go to no buffet every day and just eat. Hallelujah. It's something wrong if you have the buffet 7 days a week, eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hallelujah. That means you glutton. Hallelujah. See, sometimes people want to glutton in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, you can't take up everything. Hallelujah. See, God want to teach you and instruct you, hallelujah, through the word of God and through his spirit. And then over in Psalms 25 and 4, it says, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. See, we need to have that in our prayer. Lord, show me your ways. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we are trying to figure things out our own way. But we need the Lord. He said, in the word of God, he said, show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy path. And then in verse 5, and then it said, lead me in thy truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, you know, when before we got saved, we were out in the world living in darkness, and somebody was leading us to destruction. They were leading us down a wrong path. Hallelujah. But then, as we get chance to know God, hallelujah, then you say, you know what, God, I didn't understand who you was. Hallelujah. I seen a lot of people on Sunday, hallelujah, get dressed and go to the house of God. But I didn't understand why they were going to the house of God. I didn't know why they were giving you praise. Hallelujah. Then you tell God, you know what, God? I need you to guide me. You say, Lord, guide me. Hallelujah. And while you're guiding me, you teach me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Teach me
that way. Hallelujah. You say, guide me and teach me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then it goes on to say, for thou art the God of my salvation. You the God of my salvation. Hallelujah. So since you the God of my salvation, hallelujah, you guided me. Hallelujah. How do I know you guided me? Because you saved me. And then it said, on thee do I wait all the day. Hallelujah. See, I'm thanking the Lord for teaching me. Hallelujah. I'm thanking the Lord for showing up in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we got to just give God praise because he's showing up in our life.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. That's right. Every day. See, sometimes we don't understand what the day may bring. Hallelujah. But then you tell the Lord to show me this day. Hallelujah. Show me what to do on this day. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we wake up, we might have a headache. Hallelujah. And you tell the Lord, hallelujah, Lord, I need to do what you want me to do on this day, and I can't do it with this headache. Hallelujah. But then sometimes God might say, you know what? I just need you to lay down, son. I need you to lay down, daughter. Hallelujah. And get some rest. Hallelujah. So I can talk to you a little while. Hallelujah. Because you've been running a little bit too much. Hallelujah. And this is the only way I can catch your attention.
All right, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give you a little affliction right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, but the affliction is going to uplift in a little while.
Hey!
Hallelujah. But I need to give you some instructions. Hallelujah. Because you weren't able to get the instructions while you were on the run.
That's right.
Hallelujah. See, sometimes we be on the run, we can't get the instructions. Hallelujah. But then, hallelujah. Well, we able to get the instruction, we able to do what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. And then over in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, hallelujah.
17?
Yes. Romans 10, 17. We tell the Lord, hallelujah, teach me, God. I need this understanding. Hallelujah. But as I was saying before, you got people always say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Hallelujah. You even had, hallelujah, disciples went to Jesus and said, oh, I need to get my faith increased. Hallelujah. But Jesus was showing them, hallelujah, hallelujah. First of all, you went to words.
Yes. Amen.
You went to word. Hallelujah. And you see, hallelujah, these miracles that's going on. Hallelujah. So you see all these miracles, what's going on. And over in Romans 10 and 17, it says, then faith comes by what?
Hearing.
It didn't say, hallelujah, Lord, increase my faith. It said, faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Hallelujah. See, you can't get no faith unless you hear. Hallelujah. You got to be hearing what?
The word.
And hearing by the word of God. That's how your faith get increased. Hallelujah. Once you get the understanding, you get taught. Hallelujah. And you get to hear the word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, a lot of times people always, and that been in my spirit a long time. Hallelujah. But people always say, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Hallelujah. And I'm like, Lord, why is everybody always saying increase my faith? Hallelujah. Lord, I need some understanding increase. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do with some faith increase if I don't understand?
What to do with it? Come
hallelujah.
On,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why I'm going to keep getting my faith increase if I don't understand?
No, there you go.
Hallelujah. See, that's why the church world be dying out. Hallelujah. They say, well, I'm so much covered. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, we all covered, but we still go through some things.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
I mean, know that Jesus had to die. Hallelujah. But he's risen.
Yeah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus had to go through some things.
Yes.
Why you think we don't have to go through nothing? Hallelujah. But it said, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
By the word of God.
Hallelujah. You can't get no faith in Christ unless it's in the word of God. Hallelujah. See, you got to get this for yourself.
Get it for yourself.
Hallelujah. I can't have nobody laying hands on me talking about increase my faith and I don't want to read the word of God.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah. I can't, hallelujah, be telling God increase my faith and I don't want to understand who he is.
Pastor, you preaching.
Hallelujah. I tell God to increase my faith. But Lord, hallelujah, I don't want to go to the Bible study. I don't want to go to the Sunday school. Hallelujah. And see, one thing about it, everybody got an answer, but don't nobody have a question.
Woo! You preaching.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody know, they think they know, hallelujah, what God is going to do in your life. Hallelujah. They got an answer for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they don't have a question. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody got an answer. Hallelujah. They say, oh, hallelujah. Sister Monique gonna be the They got an answer saying that that's what she gonna be. Hallelujah. But then Sister Monique go home and question God. Hallelujah. But God, you didn't tell me that I'm gonna be a great prophet in Chicago. Hallelujah. And then God said, I didn't even tell them that. They done came up with something out of their mind. Hallelujah. And God said, you know what? You can't be a great prophet, hallelujah, until you hear my word, until you understand what's going on in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I didn't become a pastor overnight. I had to learn, hallelujah, to be led, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God. I had to learn how, hallelujah, to be subject unto my own pastor. Hallelujah. See, it was some things that I had to go through in my life and in my walk, hallelujah, to be in the position that I'm in today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so awesome.
Yes, He is.
Hallelujah. How many of your God is this awesome?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We serve a mighty, mighty, mighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We
thank
serve
you.
A mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And then there's so many people that still don't understand. Hallelujah. That I got to get in the Word of God.
Get in the Word.
Hallelujah. A lot of times people want to pray. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with praying. How many know that you got to be able to listen? Hallelujah. And not only listen, get into the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I tell you, God is good. Ain't God good?
Yes.
Ain't God good? Hallelujah. We must get in His Word and stay in His Word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, I had a portion of Scripture. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Hallelujah. Hold on, Sister Campbell. But see, in the time that we're living in, there's so many people, hallelujah, they just want to do what they want to do. But over in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, it said, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, exhort with all long suffering. And doctrine. It says, for the time would come when they would not endure what?
Sound doctrine.
Sound doctrine. Why? Because they don't want to hear the word of God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. But they want to talk about they got faith. And so many people you can talk to right now that's walking down the street right
preach
now.
Pastor.
And they say, I got faith in God.
Hallelujah.
But how do you got faith in God? Hallelujah. In the God that you say you believe in. Hallelujah. But you're doing the thing. Hallelujah. That. Hallelujah, there you go. That he don't even agree with. Hallelujah. How many know that you got professional sports people? They have to sign a contract. Hallelujah. They sign a contract. Hallelujah. For how many, whatever years they sign a contract for. And in that agreement, hallelujah, they can't go outside that agreement. If they go outside that agreement, hallelujah, they break the contract. Hallelujah. So God don't have this right now and sign on no contract. Hallelujah. But we come to Him. Hallelujah. And we speak out of our heart and out of our mouth. Hallelujah. And we say, and you know how some folks say, for God I live and for God I die. But they don't understand it. Some people speak it out emotions. Hallelujah. And not only that they speak it out emotions. Hallelujah. They speak it because they heard Sister Campbell say it. Hallelujah. They said, well, Sister Campbell said, for God I live and for God I die. Then they said the same thing. Hallelujah. But they don't know where Sister Campbell was with God. Hallelujah. And then they said the same thing that she said. Hallelujah. But then you get put in a position, hallelujah, once you're facing something. Then you say, now I got to bag up. Hallelujah.
Woo.
But what happened to what you just said?
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It said, for a time will come when they were not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
Itching ears.
And they said, and they should turn away their ear from the truth.
My God.
Now, didn't we just hear something about the truth earlier over in the book of Psalms? Hallelujah. God is the truth. Hallelujah. But now, hallelujah, you don't got some itching ears. Somebody been all in your ear telling you something. Hallelujah. But then you say, I got faith. Hallelujah. God increased my faith. Hallelujah. You tell God to increase my faith, but God have not increased your understanding. Now you got some itching ears. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, if you got understanding, hallelujah, can't nobody turn you away from the faith.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And it says, hallelujah, where I'm at. It says, and they should turn away their ears from the truth, and they should be turned into faith. And then what else it says?
But watch thou in all things.
But it says, but watch thou in all things. We got to watch in everything. Hallelujah. You know how one of the favorite scriptures is, hallelujah, over in Philippians 4:13, where it says, I can do all things through Christ, what strengthens me. Hallelujah. A lot of times people say that. So I can do all things through Christ, what strengthens me. Hallelujah. How do you know you can do all things through Christ, what strengthens you? Hallelujah. You don't even understand what the scripture means. Hallelujah. You heard someone else say it, you came to find it in the Word of God, and not only that, it's not in your heart. Hallelujah. Because the Word of God says, you got to hide the Word of God in your heart that you may not sin against thee.
Preach, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to put the Word of God in your heart so you won't sin against thee.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to put it there. And how you put it there? Hallelujah. The scripture we just left from. By hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And by hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. So now, since I got the faith, because I've been hearing, and not only that I've been hearing, I've been receiving. And not only I've been receiving, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you already know. When you go to a warehouse receive items inside the warehouse. They put away things on the shelf and everything. But then an order becomes up. Hallelujah. So then they got to go pick the order. Hallelujah. So you go pick this order. Hallelujah. And then you get ready to distribute the order out. Hallelujah. So a lot of times we receive the word of God. It is right here. Hallelujah. It's in store inside of you. But now come a time, hallelujah, you got to distribute that order out. Hallelujah. What did I say about distributing the order out? Hallelujah, you let somebody else know. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I hear what you're saying, but you got to realize faith come by hearing. And what did I say about hearing? By the word of God. Hallelujah. Then you let somebody know. Hallelujah. It's been stored in me. Hallelujah. Why? Because God put it there. Woo! The word is good.
Yes, it is.
The word is good. And it said, but watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. It said, endure affliction. So many people want to throw in the towel with some affliction come up on us. It said, endure affliction. Hallelujah. I remember in 2010, hallelujah, when my wife, she had brain surgery. Hallelujah. But before she had brain surgery, I was working this weird shift. I was working second shift. Hallelujah. And third shift. I was working all these weird shifts. And I got a call on my job. Hallelujah. Saying that she was in the hospital. Hallelujah. The kids were with her in the hospital. Hallelujah. And my wife's sister was in the hospital with her. Hallelujah. They told them it was a 4-hour wait. Hallelujah. And my wife, hallelujah, was. What you say, 2-hour wait? Hallelujah. I just know it was a long wait, they told me. Hallelujah. I was at work. And then the next thing I know, they said, my sister Lisa put her sister in this wheelchair and rolled her out. Hallelujah. And put her in the car and took her down to Kenosha. Hallelujah. And my wife went down there. Hallelujah. And I got off work and they told put on this cape. You got to put on this badge. Hallelujah. Because you can't touch it. You can't do this. You can't do that. Hallelujah. And she was sitting in there. I forgot how many days she was sitting in the hospital. But she was sitting in the hospital. And then they let her out of the hospital. Hallelujah. And then we go out to eat. She got a towel on her shoulder. Hallelujah. And she got all this fluid dripping out of her nose. Hallelujah. The hospital let her out. She got brain fluid dripping out of her nose. Hallelujah. And I told her we're going to go to our doctor. And we went to our doctor. And our doctor did a test. And as he did this test, hallelujah, and he came back and told her she got spinal fluid leaking out from her brain coming through her nose. He said, you got to have surgery because you can die. Hallelujah. Then he said, we can do it here or we can do it at Freddie. I said, well, I'm going to take her to Freddie. So I took her on up to Freddie Hospital. Hallelujah. So she can have this surgery. But I thank God because she didn't have those symptoms, or she didn't have that affliction until she taught a powerful Bible study. Hallelujah. She taught a Bible study, and then somebody got saved that night. Hallelujah. So, through all that, hallelujah. See, sometimes people say, well, I might have to give up because I'm going through so much in life. Hallelujah. But then she went through, hallelujah, what she had to go through so God can make her stronger in Him. Hallelujah. So I'm just sharing a small part of her testimony. Hallelujah. But I would have to be there with her. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. But she was going through it. I was going through it too because that's my wife. Hallelujah. But she was going through all the pain. Hallelujah. And I was going through some hurt by looking at them. Hallelujah. Working on my wife. Hallelujah. And she's sitting with all these tubes and everything in her. But I do thank God that God brought her out. Hallelujah. And then not only that, see one thing about it, the devil think he has you. But God said, nope. Mm-mm. You don't have my servant. Hallelujah. You don't have my servant. Hallelujah. And God, He do some things in us, hallelujah, to strengthen us in our walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it said, endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. And then it said, make full proof of your ministry. Hallelujah. You can't make full proof if you're not hearing the word of God.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. A lot of times people say, I'm in the ministry, but they don't want to, hallelujah, hear the word of God. Hallelujah. They don't want to hear, from certain individuals. Hallelujah. God got a body. Hallelujah. God got a body.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And there's many different parts of this body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you going to tell me I'm not going to listen to the right hand? If God says you got to use the right hand, no, God, I'm going to let the left hand do it. God said, no, I want the right hand to do it. He said, no, because, I mean, God tells you to have the right hand, you're going to say, no, I'm going to have the left hand do it. But God said the right hand is stronger.
No, right now.
The left hand can't do it. How? Because God knows that He made us and He molded us. He knows how. He the one who did it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Now let's go on to this last portion of Scripture over in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. When you get it, say amen. We talking about praying. And it was a whole, I have more scripture, but I ain't going to go through all these scriptures today. Hallelujah. When God be dealing with you, you got to be obedient and do what He said.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sit down.
Yeah.
What it said?
It says, pray without ceasing.
That's 9:16.
Rejoice evermore.
It's telling you to rejoice evermore.
Pray without ceasing.
Hallelujah. That means that you got to keep going.
That's right.
And going. and going. Like how they had, the energized bunny. Yeah. And they just said, keep going and going and going and going. Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. That means don't give up. Hallelujah. No matter how bad it may look, keep praying.
Yes.
Keep praying. Hallelujah. Then what else it says?
In everything, give thanks.
And it says, in everything, give thanks. No matter if you're afflicted, give thanks.
Yes.
No matter if your family's not talking to you, give thanks. Hallelujah. No matter if you lost your job, give them thanks. And it says, whatever.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Hallelujah. It says, for this is the will of God. For this is the will of God that is concerning you and me. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God. It's concerning us.
Yes.
It's concerning us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So how are you going to say that you don't want to hear the word of God and it's concerning you?
It's just come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
We can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. But the word of God is the one that's concerning us.
That's right.
You can't do nothing unless you get the will of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because it said, in everything give thanks. And it said, for this is the will of God.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. God wrote a will out. Yes. And how many know that we all in his will? I give God praise for that. See, sometimes, hallelujah, you might be inherited from something that your family left you. They got a will. They got to read the will. Hallelujah. But God got a will with all our names in it. Hallelujah. And it's written in the book of life. Hallelujah. But don't get your name blotted out the book of life. You got to keep your name in the book of life. Hallelujah. It's his will. It's his will. Then our name is written in the book. All we got to do is stay obedient to him to keep our name in his will and in his book.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We can't write our own name down. Hallelujah. Because it is his will. It's his will. Hallelujah. That concerneth us. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Because God is good. God is good. God is good. We serve the mighty God. Hallelujah. We serve the mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. No matter, hallelujah, what they may look like, we serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. The devil wanted us to see what's going on in the world. Hallelujah. And throwing the time. Hallelujah. But this is the time we need to keep fighting. And fight harder than we were fighting before. Hallelujah. Because God is good. Because the word of God also tells us the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. All you got to do is lean and depend on him. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
praise
thank
God.
You, Lord.
God called us to stand strong in these evil days. We thank the Lord for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing. Go ahead, Pastor. He didn't put it down on today. But I was reminded of you that scripture where the word of the Lord say, He that glory let him glory in this, that he understand God and know him. Amen. So praise the Lord. That word was really, really rich in my spirit on today. Hallelujah. If you don't have any boasting, any praise, we got to get understanding and wisdom in this thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's so much, you know what? They got a song that say, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all.
Amen.
It's so much in the word that you can't get it all. You got to get what's issued to you, and that's our greatest. the Spirit of the Lord can bring us revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good. We thank the Lord for the word of God on today. Hallelujah. I'm going to sing this song because it's in my spirit before we get ready. Praise the Lord to hate to let you go, but God is good. The word has been preached and taught. Pastor, we're preaching and teaching on today. And we thank the Lord for that word that came on down to us on today.
Amen, amen.